This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is focused on defeating the Islamic State group as his multi-nation tour of Europe continues Monday. The top diplomat urged allies to maintain the same focus on defeating ISIS, with a particular focus on countering its affiliates in Africa. Blinken noted that 10,000 ISIS militants are being detained by Syrian Democratic Forces. He called the situation simply untenable and said governments should repatriate their citizens for rehabilitation or prosecution. The top U.S. diplomat announced $436 million in additional humanitarian aid for Syrian and for Syrians and communities in surrounding countries that have been hosting Syrian refugees. He said the money would go toward providing food, water, shelter, health care, and more. Pope Francis met privately with Secretary Blinken on Monday in Rome. He expressed his affection and attention to the U.S. people. The Vatican said the two men spoke for about 40 minutes, which is a good deal of time since Blinken isn't the top U.S. administration leader. Blinken received a guided VIP tour of the Sistine Chapel before his sit-down with Francis. Rescue workers in the United States are heading into a fifth day of digging through the rubble of a partially collapsed condo building outside the U.S. city of Miami, Florida. They are still holding out hope of finding survivors. The death toll stood at 9 Monday, but more than 150 people remain missing in Surfside. Families of the missing rode buses on Sunday to a site nearby where they watched rescuers work. Israeli Diaspora Affairs Minister Nachman Shai led a humanitarian delegation to the site. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department says the military conducted airstrikes against what it says were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups. The strikes happening near the border between Iraq and Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Kirby says the U.S. military targeted three operational and weapon storage facilities Sunday, two in Syria, and one in Iraq. He is describing the airstrikes as defensive. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi hasn't been seen in public since his rebel captors released him from detention in 2017, but he now appears to be mulling a run for Libya's president in elections the United Nations and Western powers are pressing for in December. The prospect of Saif figuring in elections is unnerving Western diplomats and international democracy advisors. They say Libya's troubled peace process has enough major obstacles to overcome without Gaddafi's son, who is a highly polarizing figure. Saif is wanted by the International Criminal Court on war crime charges. He has been talking via intermediaries with Western media. Intermediaries say a major U.S. newspaper has conducted a formal interview with him, which is slated for publication next month. Iran says it hasn't yet made a decision about whether to extend an agreement with the UN Atomic Watchdog over access to surveillance footage at its nuclear sites. The remarks by the spokesman of the foreign ministry on Monday come after a three-month deal between Tehran and international nuclear inspectors to preserve video data at the country's atomic installations expired last week, following a one-month extension. Pyongyang residents expressed worry over North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un becoming thinner at recent public activity state-run television KRT showed. In the footage aired by KRT on Friday, which Reuters cannot independently verify, Pyongyang residents were seen watching a big screen on the street showing a concert which Kim and party officials attended after the plenary meeting of the Workers' Party of Korea. Earlier this month, KRT also released video of Kim attending a party meeting that showed him looking visibly thinner. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.